So let's get into this issue of checkpoint inhibitors in terms of locally advanced disease, what we know about it, not just the PACIFIC trial, but other agents that are being looked at, other trials that are being looked at. Maybe you can begin, though. I was interested about some of the sort of background for this whole idea of using checkpoint inhibitors near or close to radiation therapy. I was talking with Dr. Rimner about the old abscopal effect and whether that's for real. But can you talk from your own point of view about sort of the rationale for this kind of strategy?
Well, I think there's at least two to three rationales. Number one, we can see upregulation of PD-L1, which is the target of the checkpoints, particularly the interaction between T cells and tumor. So at least in theory, it can potentiate the capacity of the checkpoints to fight tumors. We also see release of tumor antigen and inflammatory cytokines with any sort of radiation. For that matter, you see that with chemo as well, and that in turn will stimulate the immune system. So on a very simple level, there's potential synergy between radiation, chemo, and the checkpoint inhibitors. And certainly that has been borne out in advanced disease, where we have several studies now in treatment-naive non-small cell, both squamous and non-squamous, showing a survival benefit for checkpoint inhibitors plus platinum-based chemo versus chemo alone. So whether or not we believe this is going to happen, at least clinically, prospectively, level one data shows that it's in fact translated into a survival benefit.